Chapter 2. A Journey to the Stones. A bus comes and stops next to the visitor centre. It has the word Stonehenge above the driver's seat. The students and Miss Novak get on the bus. Lots of other people get on it too. There are other children and teachers and lots of tourists with cameras. There are people here from Japan, Australia, Germany, the United States of America, and many other countries.
How many miles is it to the Stones, Miss?
Jasmine asks. It's under 2 miles, says Miss Novak. The bus begins to move slowly on the road, and Isabel is not bored now. It is a warm May day, and the countryside around her looks very ancient and beautiful. She sees some small hills in the middle of a big field.
What are those strange hills, Miss?
She asks.
Those are the Cursus Barrows, answers Miss Novak.
The Neolithic people built the barrows and buried their dead people in them. Later, the Bronze Age people built barrows too. There are many barrows around Stonehenge. The bus takes Miss Novak and her class up the long, straight road. They want to see the stones, but there are too many trees. Everyone on the bus is excited. They are all talking very fast. Suddenly, the bus comes through the trees and they see a huge circle of tall grey stones on the horizon. Everyone on the bus stops talking, their mouths open. Some of the stones are standing and they have stones on top of them. There are more stones inside the circle. Some of them are large and some are smaller. Many stones lie on the ground.
What a beautiful ancient place, Isabel says.
Better than Birmingham, city girl, says Simon. Isabel is angry, but she does not answer Simon. Miss Novak looks at Isabel and smiles.
Yes, it is a beautiful place, she says.
Stonehenge is from the Neolithic time. It's about 5,000 years old. That's older than the Great Pyramids, the oldest buildings in Egypt. The tallest stones are more than 7 meters high. They are called Sarsen stones, and they come from here in Wiltshire. The smaller stones are called bluestones. They're from the Preseli Hills in Wales. At one end, about 70 metres from the circle, stands another huge Sarsen stone.
Why is there only one stone there? Asks Shahid. What is that for?
Miss Novak does not have a book or use her phone. She knows a lot about the stones.
That's the heel stone, she says. On the morning of the summer solstice, the sun comes up over it. The builders of Stonehenge were very intelligent, and they wanted the stones to align with the sun at sunrise.
What's the solstice, Miss Novak? Asks Simon.
The summer solstice happens on the longest day of the year and the shortest night, answers Miss Novak. In the UK, that's usually the 21st of June. Neolithic people built Stonehenge for the winter solstice too. That's the shortest day and longest night. And it's usually on the 21st of December.
How do you know so much about the stones, Miss?
Asks Isabel. Miss Novak laughs. Because I love history, she says. Maybe you'll learn to love it too, Isabel.